I think $1,000 will put a smile on your face this morning. We're going to be doing it again. 12K a day. You can win your share of 12K. That's $1,000 at 7:15 this morning. But hey, it's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. And yes, Styles and Roman, along with Drew Walker, Casper, our producer Tony, our boss Kenny, and Marcy, we all partnered up with Friends of the Chicago River yesterday. And we walked over at noon down over here by the Chicago River. By the way, the city of Chicago is just completely gorgeous. There's so many areas throughout the Chicagoland area that we've never been to, that you've never been to, that you sit back and you look at the skyline of Chicago and you go, wow, we are lucky to live here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also had the US 99 promo team was out there and a bunch of marketing people. It was a really, really cool. Team US 99 stepped up. What it was we were going to clean up the Chicago River. So we had garbage bags and we had these little grabbers. And
we had gloves on.
Big gloves, because you just never know what you're going to find.
And then we jumped on. We put on some life jackets.
Yeah, because we were over at Ping Ta Memorial Park, which is kind of close to Chinatown over there. So really, really cool area I never knew even existed.
Yeah, you could pick up the water taxi over there.
Yeah.
They said it's like $5 and it'll shoot you all the way down here, downtown Chicago, like in the Loop area.
And you're going
just
north.
Really cool.
So like the view is phenomenal, like as you're on this water taxi. So
are you hurting for likes on Instagram or Facebook or something like that? You can definitely get some with those pics.
So we put on our life jackets and then we actually got in canoes. Like we actually got in canoes. We had a safety course first.
They gave us like little tutorial about it all. And me and you weren't nervous at all. And then when we started walking down to the river and we actually put the life jacket on, that's when you go, all right, it's about to get real. We're about to jump in a canoe, which have you ever been in a canoe before?
Maybe when I was a kid, but not
maybe
a
like
long
Cub Scouts
time.
Or something.
So
a long time
we get
ago.
In this canoe and it's very wobbly because, you know, there are waves or wakes in the Chicago River.
Because other boats are coming by. Like not just, you know, like boats that people are on, like pontoon boats and speed boats, but the water taxis, there was a barge that came by.
Yeah, so we're on these canoes and, you know, at first it's kind of wobbly because you got to like stand in the middle and you kind of like whatever. But then once you're in the canoe and once you're paddling and off to the races, it's awesome.
It was amazing. But the first time, the crew that I was in, we started to go.
Yeah, your crew was funny, man. I don't know.
And it was the first time that we've ever been in a canoe. The first paddle that I did into the Chicago River, we went right to the right and boom, just hit the water. I was like, all right, this is going to be
a
long one.
You hit a couple poles and a couple walls, didn't you guys?
Yeah, but we were all good. I mean, we finally figured it out. And we, you know, but by the time, what, like 45, an hour and 15 minutes, we were done on the Chicago River, just that part on the canoe. We all had like 3 garbage bags inside our canoe full of garbage. Well, so it was a success.
Just to clarify, there isn't like a lot of garbage like in the river itself. What happens is the banks. So like the banks where, you know, I guess the stuff that was in the river is floating and it kind of gets docked, if you will. So we pull our canoes to the side and we get out and we're like picking up. That's where like all the garbage was. I mean, there was some crazy stuff there.
Yeah. So I was rowing. How come you were sitting in the middle? You weren't rowing though. You were just the grabber. Like you were picking up the garbage.
And we had the heaviest garbage bag of all of you guys. So we did a pretty good job.
We're the dudes, man. But let's we got some audio of Drew and Casper and Styles and Roman. This is what happened and this is what we sounded like when we got off of the canoes. All right, so we just did it. All 4 of us, Styles and Roman. We got Drew, Walker, and Casper. We just got off of canoes off of the Chicago River. Drew, are you okay though, for real?
I am overheated. It was stressful. We almost went in the water a couple times.
I can't believe that Drew demanded a massage afterwards. Like, it's not, we're here for Chicago, like for a good thing. And you want a massage?
I do.
Now, Casper, you were in the boat with Drew. Was he complaining like this the whole time?
Drew was great. No, I'm giving Drew props. Drew was a great leader. No, great captain.
Here's a better question. Have you ever said anything bad about anybody in your entire life?
Dude, I'm being honest.
What was the craziest thing you guys pulled off the shoreline here on the river?
What, a pair of shoes?
Pair of shoes. A life jacket?
Yeah. The boat I was in, we found a bottle of Smirnoff vodka.
I was going to say, man.
And like, there was a little bit of vodka left, and I almost gave our boss $200, Kenny, to take a swig. He didn't do it. Casper, you would do it for $200.
So the craziest thing that we found in my boat was not a pair of underwear, just the elastic from the underwear. I don't know where the underwear went, but we have the elastic.
You guys, the stories that these things we found could tell. Seriously.
Wait, Casper, do you want to go back in the Chicago River to find the rest of the underwear?
I'll pass. Maybe another time, Dougie. Sure.
Drew, are you still complaining?
We had a great day.
I'm not going to massage you.
We
stop.
Hey, it's Drew Walker from US.
Kenny's going to be here in 9 days. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and we have tickets for you. How about we kick off ticket tag in about an hour? 7:50 all day today on the 50s. Kenny Chesney, Thomas Rhett, and also Old Dominion. That show is going to be insane at Soldier Field.
All right, in case you missed it, a few minutes ago, we were talking about how we were on the Chicago River and helping out our friends of the Chicago River and Entercom kind of clean up the Chicago River. And so we were on canoes first, and we picked up the garbage and everything and found some crazy stuff, underwear and bottles of vodka and just crazy.
There was a life jacket was like, just floating in there.
Why is that in the river? But then after that, we decided to take on the land. So we're like by the playground, by bushes, and you'd be surprised how many things you find in the bushes. Like I literally pulled out a full can of suntan lotion that was in the middle of the bushes.
Did you end up using that, by the way?
I didn't. I got a nice tan out of it all. But like, why would somebody put, I mean, it wasn't even empty. Why would somebody put their suntan lotion in the middle of the bush?
Yeah, our friends at the Chicago River, they were telling us that the one thing that the big concern is like the tops of like pop or soda and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because
small things.
That's like the things that the animals that frequent the area right there that they can eat. And that's what they can really harm themselves. So that's what you're looking for. And you get surprised. You know, I mean, when you're walking down the street, you see a little bit of garbage here or there, but we had garbage bags full.
Yeah.
Just full, like tons and tons of garbage. So I want to pat ourselves, the US 99 team. Thank you everybody for coming out. We did a really good job, man. We're making Chicago look good.
It was a very good situation for the environment, for the city. I will say one more thing too. Again, like, you know, 2018, if you choose to smoke, you know the warnings, right? We're not here to tell you to do it. I would hope you don't smoke anymore, but whatever. If you do smoke, throw those cigarette butts away. We found so many cigarette butts. I mean, like, probably one garbage bag full of just cigarette butts because people smoke and they toss them.
Yeah, there's no ashtray around there, so just flinging them on
like,
the ground.
So put them in the garbage. I mean, like, for real. Like, that, it's simple. It's easy to do. We can all do our part to make this city beautiful. But after we're done picking up all the garbage in the playground and the bushes and everything, here's how we all kind of regrouped.
All right, so we completed round one a few minutes ago. That was a canoe on the Chicago River while we were picking up garbage throughout, which was pretty good.
A few minutes ago. That was like 2 hours ago, man.
All right, so then we grabbed, what are they, the little scooper, picker-upper kind of thingies, and we were walking.
The grabber.
Yeah, thank you, Drew. The grabber.
The grabber.
We're hanging out with Drew Walker and Casper right now. So we grabbed the grabber. We walked up and down the Chicago River.
We grabbed the grabber with the grabber, by the way, just so you guys know.
All right, you can tell that we're all a little bit tired right now.
Yeah.
But Drew, you were complaining after the canoe. Are you still complaining now?
No, I'm not. This is a beautiful setting, and the guy told us, he's like, I know the park looks great, but you're looking for the small plastic pieces, and we got so many of them.
We did. I don't think it's fair that you were getting a pedicure while you were getting the plastic pieces, though, but...
That is poor planning on your part.
You know what, though? If you're a smoker, like, you need to quit smoking, because Casper, how many cigarette butts do you think
Hundreds.
You just picked up?
Oh, just a million, probably. Hundreds. Easily. A million,
you know,
give or take.
Like, if you want to smoke, I'm against it, but that's your prerogative. If you're going to smoke, throw your cigarette butts away.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny. One time, I saw Drew pick up a cigarette that was only half gone, and you lit it up, and you smoked the rest of it, man.
What is this, 2001 again?
I found a pacifier. I will say that.
So. Are you bringing it home for the kids?
Pacifier, right? Yeah. Gonna boil it. It's all good.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
I still.
Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99, and I know we could all use a little bit of money with your share of $12,000 a day. We kick it off at 7:15, $1,000.
But call us up right now, 312-946-4995. Styles and Roman yesterday, Casper and Drew Walker. Stacy, we all went and cleaned the Chicago River.
Oh, I like that.
Well, we cleaned part of it. We couldn't get to everything.
No. It was the whole river. We cleaned the whole thing.
That river's pretty dirty.
It was, but yeah. What good deed did you do?
So I'm terrified of needles, and I usually make them give me like a baby needle, and I do use the numbing spray, but I give blood.
So. Wow, that's pretty brave of you, being afraid of needles.
I know, but I do it just to help out.
I'm with you. I am terrified of needles, and I want to give so much blood, but I also am terrified of needles. And,
come on, go with Stacy. Stacy, tell him
to
go with you.
Yeah, I'll take you.
Do you say that they have numbing spray?
Yeah.
That has never been offered to me before in my life.
Oh, you have to ask.
And you're a guy. You shouldn't need the numbing spray.
Oh, guys can use it. It's okay.
We're almost there. A couple minutes to be exact. Let's say 7:15. We kick it off. $12,000 a day. $1,000 is going to be coming your way. But good morning. It's Styles and Roman. And yes, we're talking about it yesterday along with the whole US 99 staff, Drew Walker and Casper. We jumped in a canoe. We put some life jackets on and we went out there, the Chicago River. We cleaned it up. We had the little scoopers, little grabbers, grabbed a whole bunch of garbage. So yesterday, Styles and Roman, we were making a difference in our hometown.
Yeah, not just in the river, but also like by the parks nearby. by and the bushes and everything. It was a lot of fun, very rewarding. So we thought, let's take this time right now for you to brag a little bit. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Pam from Winfield. What good deed have you done?
Well, it's kind of a gross good deed, but I was out walking my dog this morning. We live in a townhome with a community courtyard. And somebody left a really big pile of their dog's waste out for all the neighbors to enjoy. It was like a small horse.
You know what, Pam? I apologize, man. I didn't have one of those poop bags on me. I didn't know what to do.
Is that you?
Yeah, sorry.
So you cleaned it up?
Of course I cleaned it up. That's what neighbors do. We pick up for each other.
You know what? I'm trying to be a good neighbor in my community, but I think I'm not going to be that good neighbor. I'm going to just walk over there really nicely.
No, I figured if it was dark at night, I could have been the one stepping in it. So you got to do your part.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Please, won't you be my neighbor?
US 99.
Look at the sun shining through the windows downtown Chicago at our US 99 studios in Styles and Roman. We want to shine a little bit on you as well. We're just minutes away. We're about to kick that off. 12K a day. What would you do? Where would you go? What would you buy with $1,000?
Oh, man, we are a few minutes away. And really fast, that was Taylor Swift with Sugarland. I just, on my Facebook, a memory popped up, Facebook memories.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago today, Taylor Swift performed at Soldier Field, and she brought out as a surprise guest Sam Hunt. And they sang Take Your Time together as a duet, only once, only in Chicago, only at Soldier Field.
I remember we were at B96 back then on the radio, and you talked about that for the whole five-hour show we did.
If you know anything about me, I love Taylor Swift, and I love Sam Hunt. My favorite song, maybe of all time, is Sam Hunt, Take Your Time. So for both them to sing that together, I should share this, actually. It's really, really cool. But yeah, that was quite a moment. Happy three-year anniversary to that
yes,
moment.
Happy three-year.
In our lives.
Oh, man. But you know, it's something really cool happened yesterday along with the US 99 team, Drew Walker, Casper. We jumped in a canoe. We helped out with our friends of the Chicago River. We actually jumped in a canoe and cleaned the Chicago River. Then when we were done with that, we got back on land and we grabbed these little grabbers. You see a lot of people use these to clean up. And we were picking up cigarette butts, little bottles. You picked up a bottle, you said, of suntan lotion.
Like,
there was
bottles of water and alcohol, like, just like tons of stuff.
Guys, there's garbage cans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I know every once in a while we all litter. Right? We're all guilty of it. No one can ever say that they've never done it. But hey, now that we did it yesterday and we picked up for about 3 hours across the Chicago River here, let's start maybe, you know, doing it a little bit more, tossing them, taking the time out to throw them in a garbage
can. You don't have to take a full day and do what we did yesterday and like do a whole cleanup, but you could do your part by just throwing your stuff away, like just putting it in the garbage. And that is so helpful. You have no idea. 312-946-4995. Time for you to brag. So good morning from Brenda from Humboldt Park. Give us your brag.
I drove out to Oak Lawn last Sunday to take my mom grocery shopping. She doesn't have a car, and I try to do that once a week.
Aww. Brenda, you should just buy your mom a car.
Oh, I'm not that rich. Maybe if I won $1,000,
I'd do $1,000. There you go. You're in luck, because all day today, you're share of 12K a day.
I hope I win. I hope I win.
And if you win every single hour, you can buy your mom a car.
That's 12K. Yeah, you're right.
That's a nice car.
That would be a nice car.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me away.
All right, so we just gave it away. $1,000. We're going to continue to do it. 12K a day on the 15th. So 8:15, another grand for you. But let's move along. It's 7:27 right now. How about 7:50? Kenny Chesney, Old Dominion, and Thomas Rhett. Man, they're all going to be here. That's going to be an amazing, amazing show. We're about 23 minutes away before a pair of tickets is coming to you.
Yeah, ticket tag 7:50. But one more time, let's talk about it. Yesterday, we had an amazing experience. We were honored to partner up with Friends of the Chicago River, Entercom, our entire company, US 99 specifically. Casper was there, Drew Walker, Styles and Roman, our bosses, Kenny and Marcy, and then promo staff was there. A lot of us went out there on canoes and actually collected garbage and put the garbage in the garbage bag where they belong and helped do our part to clean up the Chicago River.
You know, it was kind of funny too. You know, when anybody gives you like a tutorial, you half pay attention and the other half you're thinking about someone else. Like when you go on a plane, when the flight attendants are telling you what to happen in case of an emergency, you don't really pay attention. That's exactly what we were both doing when they were teaching us how to get in the canoe and go down the river and how to turn and everything. When my team got in the canoe, the first thing we did right when we got in the canoe, we went straight to the right and boom, hit right into the barge.
You guys hit a couple things. I'm not going to lie. Hit a couple things. But we thought
it was rough in the beginning.
We did a humble little brag. We're very proud of ourselves for doing this. It makes Chicago a better place. We thought, why not open the phones a little bit and have you guys brag about your life or your daughter? Karen from Wheaton, good morning. Time to brag about your daughter.
She works for Leap Chicago, who learning empowers all people. And she is loving helping the youth out there learn to present themselves well in public and enunciate and have a great future ahead.
Oh, that's awesome. You sound like a very, very proud mom.
I really am.
Good morning, Lydia. What's your humble brag?
Humble brag? Well, when I'm late to work, I always make it. So when I wake up, like today, I'm going to be late, but you know.
Hey.
Good job, man.
It doesn't matter what time I get there, I'm eventually going to get there.
Yeah.
And I may even do a little bit of work today.
Right, exactly. And I'll work harder since I'm late.
Thank you for making Chicago a better place, Lydia. We appreciate you.
No problem.